It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Day 806 1310 WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by The Bruce Company online. BruceCompany.com, all one word, BruceCompany.com. Great website to learn more about Bruce Company. You can also make orders online and check out inventory. Oh, just all sorts of stuff at BruceCompany.com. It's such a fantastic place. Social media, of course, The Bruce Company, Facebook, all those popular hangouts. And of course, the popularest, the coolest, the hippest is the Middleton Gardens Center, The Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. That is where you're likely to run into Lisa Briggs.
I thought you were going to say I was the coolest and hippest.
You are the coolest and hippest. And you've got the coolest glasses, and we've established that for sure. And it just goes with the overall vibe of just being cool and hip. And how you been?
Good. How have you been? Did you have a good holiday weekend?
I did. I got a chance to do some stuff and more stuff. And yeah.
Yeah. Any planting in that stuff?
Let's see. What was planted? Yes, we did some, Christina did some, made some hanging baskets, and we've got this little... thing outside, a pot that goes underneath the light to our entryway. So we got
nice.
That kind of put in. Yeah.
I think a lot of people have been doing some gardening over the past couple of weekends.
I was listening to a podcast, and it was an older one from about a year ago, and it was all about younger people and their just obsession with gardening. And I know this is something that warms your heart.
It does, because for a long time we were thinking that gardening was an activity, seemed like it was aging out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, beyond the sort of ramifications for independent garden centers, mm-hmm. it made me a little sad because I love to garden. And, you know, the only way that tradition is going to continue is if younger people pick up the mantle. Mm-hmm. And it does look like they have. And I love that.
It is.
I love that kids come in and are picking out flowers or choosing seeds. It's just heartwarming.
It's so cool. And you mentioned, too, the kiddos coming in. You guys do the Sprouts program. And mm-hmm. I know that's always a very popular.
It is really fun. Yep.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah.
So when we talk about that stuff, too, by the way, the website, BruceCompany.com, there's events. And I know a lot of them are full, but you always want to keep checking
back.
Yeah,
I have to get the next batch, the summer batch of events up on the website. We've been so busy that I haven't had a chance to sit down and get those up there, but that's on my agenda for this week.
And it's a great day, too, as we talk with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. She is here to help. She is here to answer your question. Autumn is off today, and I know, Lisa, one of the things you always get a kick out is my spelling of a particular...
Oh, yeah.
So if you've got a question about, like, a rhododendron or something
I'll let you know how creatively Sean yes, manages to spell that stuff.
Even raspberries I may mess up there. There's that P somewhere in there. 321-1310, that's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. Great morning to call and get on the show and get your question answered. As mentioned, of course, Lisa does come to us from The Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. Best day is today. Stop on and say hello. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. And again, the phone lines are open right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And I know people love coming into The Bruce Company, and you love seeing them, Lisa. And you guys are going to do a little customer appreciation get-together, aren't you?
Yeah, we are on Saturday, starting at 11, mm-hmm. while supplies last. If you're stopping in to shop or just to visit or hang out, we're giving away hot dogs.
Oh, are going to be grilled on a Weber grill?
They are going to be grilled on a Weber grill. What else?
Yeah, well,
other grill can cross the property line of The Bruce Company.
Exactly.
We did try a... not an alternative to Weber, but like a supplement to Weber years ago.
Okay.
And it was a really good product. It was like one of those ceramic grill things, not the egg, but one that's made in the States. It just did not go over. People love their Webers.
They do. And the only downside of a Weber is...
with good reason, because honestly, mine's like 23 years old.
That's exactly. I was going to say, the only downside is if you're somebody who likes to shop, you get one Weber, it's going to last you.
Last you a long time. But, you know, people sort of upgrade.
That's true.
So you start with a Spirit because it's smaller and it's a little more affordably priced, still a really quality product, still, you know, warranted by Weber. And then, you know, you have a family, you want more grill space, so you upgrade to a Genesis, which is the one I have.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Speaking of Genesis,
yeah,
I think through the end of June, you can save $100 on all the Genesis models. This is a summer factory authorized special. Weber doesn't do this very often. I can't remember the last time they allowed us to discount a grill that wasn't discontinued.
Mm-hmm.
So $100 is a lot.
That'll buy you a lot of meat.
Father's Day's coming up, so if you're sort of thinking about, you know, really splurging on dad,
man,
this would be a time to do it.
Madsen, are you listening, buddy?
Yeah. And there's also free setup and delivery in Dane County.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
I did not know that part.
So that's worth $75, so it's a really good savings.
Think about all the brats and hot dogs you can buy with that savings, and you just got everything.
And fancier stuff, too.
Oh, yes, that's true.
But there's the whole line of Weber stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, they have the smokers, and then the new this year. Last year, they released that grill that kind of folds up. I don't know if you remember, but it's like a traveling grill.
Yeah, like tailgating and stuff.
Yeah. It's bigger than like a Q.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, they have the griddle.
Oh, those are hot, aren't they?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. So you can, like, you know, do fajitas or
eggs,
breakfasts on there. Yeah,
bacon.
You don't have to have the bacon smell in your house, which is lovely. But if it gets trapped in your house, I mean, you sort of eventually get over the smell of bacon. it's trapped in your house.
It's lovely until about 9:30 a.m. and then you're like,
you're over it.
321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got a question for Lisa Briggs, love to have you on the air and join us this morning. Anything outdoor living? Of course, Lisa comes to us from the Bruce Company online. BruceCompany.com, Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. Of course, the best thing to do, stop on in, check out those Weber grills and everything else they got going on at The Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Speaking of things going on at The Bruce Company, of course, we mentioned the customer appreciation event coming up this Saturday until 11. And then you've got a couple of big things we kind of touched on here and there. Big things going on at The Bruce Company, big undertakings, really, really great options to not only enjoy life, but also share a little bit. First off is your giving garden at the Bruce Company.
Yeah, so we started this last year sort of just like a soft opening. So what the giving garden is, or giving gardener is, I know everybody's eyes are bigger than their yards. So people come in and they, you know, they where maybe they could probably reasonably consume the zucchini that two plants would generate, they buy six. Or you have a lot, you do, you know, huge rows of green beans or lots of tomatoes or whatever. There's always something where you overplant.
Yes.
And so rather than sneaking around and putting zucchini in your neighbor's cars or leaving tomatoes on their porches, you can bring your extra produce to the Bruce Company.
Nice.
And we will then take it to Way Forward Resources, which used to be MOM, Middleton Outreach Ministry. They just changed their name over the last couple of weeks. And so then they have a food pantry and they disseminate fresh produce to people in the community who are in need.
That is
so it's
awesome.
Great.
So it's a win-win-win-win.
Absolutely.
I think that there's you get to grow the vegetables, then you get to donate those vegetables, then somebody gets fresh great vegetables and everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy.
That is a great thing. So and that's going on right now, of course.
Yeah. I mean we're a little early.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of produce being produced right now, but just keep that in the back of your mind for when those zucchini really start producing and you don't know what to do with all of them.
I love when tomatoes start popping because, you mentioned people will leave a little bucket on your porch or here at the office. I think every office gets that, right?
We always, like, there are, like, bags of cucumbers peppers in the break room, or right now the thing is rhubarb.
Oh.
There's always rhubarb in the break room.
Can't go, there's a million, you can do a ton of different things with rhubarb. So that's, yeah.
I'm not personally a fan, although I think if you pickled it, it might be good. But for me, this is just my own personal thing, everybody, not dissing on anybody who loves rhubarb. That's what makes the world go round. Yeah. We're all different. To me, a food that requires that much sugar to make it palatable, it's just not for me.
Something wrong there. I completely understand. You got a rhubarb question or any other type of question? Love to get you on the air with Lisa this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Learn more about the Bruce Company on their website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. And, of course, you can always stop on in. Love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. And, of course, the Giving Gardener thing up and running. And it's going to run through the summer, and it's a great opportunity to share your bounty. Speaking of other great opportunities to share and other cool things you guys are doing in store, very present is Make-A-Wish, and you guys, Samuel is the kiddo you guys are helping make his wish come true.
Every year we pick a charity to partner with, usually around the holidays. Mm. It's usually a holiday thing, and we do, you know, for the open house and ladies' night out, and we do a number of things. So, you know, and we've worked with Gilda's Club and Dais and
Geo's Garden,
a number of charities. And so this year, though, we decided to start at the beginning of the year and sort of raise funds all year round. And so we are working with Make-A-Wish. And Samuel is a young man who lives in Wanakee. And his wish is to take a family trip to Hawaii. So that is what we are funding. And we've started by I painted a tree on the window by the cashiers. And it's really funny because I didn't think I did a great job. But birds that get into the store, which happens more often than you would think, actually try to land on the branches. So it must be much more realistic than I originally thought. But if you make any kind of donation, we have you know, those little cash boxes by all the registers. Then you get a leaf, and you can just put the leaf on the tree, or you can write a message, a wish for Samuel, draw a picture, whatever you want to do. And then that stuff goes up on that. We attach those all to the tree. And the goal is to have the tree like super leafed out.
Yes.
By the end of the summer. And in August, I believe on the 6th, do you have a calendar? Is that a Sunday?
So let's take a look. I do have a calendar. August 5th is a Saturday,
Sunday. Yeah. We're having Samuel's Amazing, Marvelous, Very Good Day, which is a great family event from 11 to 2. We're going to have all kinds of activities, and the goal is to raise funds for Samuel's trip.
Oh, that is great. Again, all sorts of great options and opportunities to get in right now to the Bruce Company. Of course, you can find them right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. By the way, if you want to take a picture and share the Lisa's painting of the tree on social media, share that with everybody. And again, a lot of cool things going on. Speaking of other cool things going on, I know you have some nursery specials going to be going on. And going back to the social media part, is people really want to make sure that they're following you on Facebook, don't you?
Facebook is a lot of fun. We have irregular contests. I'm not going to say they're regular. When I get an idea, I do a contest on Facebook. We've had the last one we did was we had people post pictures of what was blooming in their garden. And we awarded that one last week. It was randomly drawn. They're always random. But we all agree that we liked her photo the best just because it was a super rare plant. She had lady slipper orchids, and she had a huge clump, and it was amazingly, like, jaw-dropping. They were so beautiful. And so she won a $25 gift card. Sweet. And so we do those periodically as, you know, as something comes to me, like something fun that people can participate in. But we are going to do a series starting on Friday of sort of rolling sales in the nursery yard. So sales on trees and shrubs. And it'll be announced on Facebook on Friday. And then it runs for the week. And then the next Friday, there'll be another one.
Oh, very, very cool.
So, yes. So, I'm not entirely sure what it's going to be right today, but watch the Facebook page on Friday, and then you will see what the special is.
On Facebook as The Bruce Company. The Bruce Company. Check them out there, Facebook and social media. The website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Speaking of having fun, we'd love to hear from you this morning. If you've got a question for Lisa, phone lines are open right now. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. You always stop on in, say hello. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Talk a little bit more about some of the great stuff going on at the Bruce Company.
And we could talk about watering.
I have three letters written down in front of me. It's almost like you see my notes, Lisa. D-R-Y. It's dry.
It is.
We'll get the details on that and take your call next as Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company continues right here on 1310 WIBA. AM 826, 1310 WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by the Bruce Company. Hanging out with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. That's where you will find the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company. Or if you have a question right now for Lisa, we can get you on the air. Telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Donna joins us. Donna, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Donna.
I wanted to thank you for the the coyote urine that you put around your plant.
That stuff's amazing,
really,
right?
And we had sweet corn last year, so it did work.
Oh, excellent. Thanks for the testimonial for Shakeaway, Donna.
Yeah, it's the best. It keeps cats away, too.
It's pretty effective stuff.
Yeah. I have the in front of our house, I have very poor soil.
Okay.
And I'd like to know what kind of a yew bush pine thing I could plant there that's low and doesn't have a big root system.
Okay. Well, yews can get quite large root systems because they are super ancient. There are plants in England, I believe, that are 1,000 years old. So all that time, since plants don't ever really stop growing, you can amass a pretty large root system, especially on a plant that you're constantly trimming back on top. But they do grow very slowly. I would think, though, that maybe look at mugo pines. There are a number of varieties of mugo pines. They're super tolerant of a lot of conditions. There are some dwarf varieties that grow quite slowly so that you don't have to be constantly messing around with them. So that would be one.
Mugo?
Mugo. M-U-G-O.
Oh.
And there are a number. There's one called Slow Mound. There are a number of mugo pines used to get really big. And you constantly, every spring, had to candle them back. But the new cultivars probably grow maybe a couple inches a year. So that would be one I would look at for sure. Also, you could look at junipers. There are some small kind of mounding junipers that will survive or thrive in less than ideal conditions soil-wise.
That is less than,
yeah,
less than wonderful dirt.
No,
well, we thank you so much, and we enjoy your program so much.
Thank you. You have a fab day, Donna.
Donna, thank you for the call. Great questions this morning. I love getting the feedback, too, when we hear folks
that is really nice. Yeah. I really appreciated hearing that.
That is great to hear.
And we'll sell out a Shakeaway this week.
And, of course, you two can be like Donna. If you've got a question for Lisa, love to get you on the air this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. And Doug joins us. Doug, welcome to the program. You're on the air.
Look. Question about a raised bed. I have a fence around it. I have two of them, actually. And something keeps getting in there and eating my lettuce.
How tall is your fence?
About 3 foot, two and a half, 3 foot.
I mean, rabbits could jump over that, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think there'd be any rabbit up there. Is there birds or squirrels that would do something like that?
We've been hearing a lot about squirrel nonsense this year, like in trees, causing all kinds of problems, digging out people's pots. So it could definitely be squirrels. Are they eating the lettuce, or are they just sort of digging it up or tearing it up?
Well, they they're eating the lettuce. I have another one that was raised with red set onion sets,
mm-hmm.
and they just dig them up and throw them off to the side.
Yeah, that could be birds, could be chipmunks, could be squirrels for sure. There is a product that we carry, which I believe is on order, called Squirrel Mace, and I think it should be in this week. I know Sean's laughing. The names are hilarious.
Yes.
But it is it's a scent repellent, and I think it's made with some kind of mint that squirrels really don't like, and so it keeps, you know, so you put it around the perimeter of your garden to keep them from going in there. So I would check with the plant desk and see what the availability is and see when we are expecting it. I know Gail did a really big order of a reorder last week, but because of the holiday, everything's a little bit delayed. But we should have it in by the end of the week.
Squirrel mace.
Squirrel mace. Yeah. I know. Sean's okay. Laughing again.
Can't help myself. Doug, great question. And also, if there's like a half-drank bottle of Newman's Own vinaigrette, you may be your neighbor over there. Like a little... Oh, man, stealing your lettuce. You never. With critters, I think sometimes we underestimate a hungry squirrel or a rabbit, anything, what they're capable.
Woodchucks, too. We've been hearing more reports of people having trouble with woodchucks. Now, those are more out in, you know, out in the burbs with all these sort of outlying subdivisions that we're doing. We're sort of disturbing whatever was there before. So some of those guys are hanging around and getting into people's gardens, too. And they can do a lot of damage. So, like, if overnight everything disappears, that's a woodchuck.
They call those whistle pigs down where I live.
Whistle pigs?
Whistle pigs is what they call them. And it's funny because they're all over by us. And you don't realize that they all have their own very distinctive personality. Some are kind of social and friendly.
Yeah, we had one when we lived in Sheboygan. We lived on the lake, and there was, you know, we were up above, and there was a big, massive break wall out of rocks.
Okay.
And there were, you know, crevices and holes and stuff in there, and we had a woodchuck, and he would come out and sit in the yard, and they're very fat and satisfied looking creatures.
And they'll chatter at you too if you get too close.
He used to tease the dog through the window.
Oh, they're so entertaining, but so destructive.
Yeah.
If you've got a question for Lisa, love to get you on the air this morning. Going to stick around. We're going to do a bonus segment with Lisa
this
week.
We are. So exciting.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the dry air. I'm going to ask you about the Canadian smoke, if that has any effect whatsoever on anything other than just a little hazy air. We'll talk about that. And, of course, take your call at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Of course, Lisa comes to us from the Bruce Company. Stop on in. They'd love to see you. 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. That's where you will find the Middleton Garden Center at the Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com, brucecompany.com, Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. Check in with news. Take your call next as Everyday Outdoor Living with The Bruce Company continues right here on 1310 WIBA. 840, 1310 WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by The Bruce Company. Hanging out this morning with Lisa Briggs for The Bruce Company. If you're typically listening between 8 and 8:30 and unable to make a phone call, now's your time to get on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Online, brucecompany.com, brucecompany.com, Facebook, social media, The Bruce Company. And, of course, stop on in. They'd love to see you. 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street.
Surprise, it's not those other guys.
Can you answer computer questions, Lisa?
No. I cannot. I would tell you what the IT department tells me every time I have a question.
Reboot it.
Did you restart your computer? So that's why that would be my standard answer. Well, did you try restarting the computer?
Yes.
And then I'll just babble some stuff that you won't understand.
Yeah. That's the way to go. What was I gonna ask you? But there's something popped. Oh man. I'll look at my notes later. what that was. But, oh, that's what it was about. So with obviously this past weekend, we're into the swing of things right now.
I know. And, finally, right?
Yeah. As far as
although
hours,
how I feel about that.
Not a fan.
It's not. I'm not a fan.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
I'm not a fan.
Hours at the Bruce Company. How are we doing with those?
Right now, there is a little hours change coming up, but it only affects Sunday.
Okay.
So starting this coming Sunday, the 11th, we are open 11 to 4 on Sunday.
Okay.
And 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Okay. So still.
Yeah. So it's not a big change. It's a small change. But we're grateful for it.
Yeah.
Because it's a long day on a Sunday.
Yes, I bet it.
The staff is happy.
Yeah. you and I, as we talk, consume a lot of liquids because just we're talking, but especially right now with the dryness,
I know, right?
and the smoke in the air.
Have you seen, like, I'm driving down University Avenue on my way to work every day. The lawns and the medians and at businesses where they're not watering.
Yeah.
Looks like the end of July.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We usually get over 4 inches of rain on average for May.
Okay.
We had less than an inch.
Oh, goodness.
It's really, really dry. And we had kind of a dry-ish late summer and fall last year. So I would say that if you planted trees and shrubs last year, especially if you did it at the end of the summer, and even though we told you to water until the ground froze, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then anything that you have planted this year for sure, you need to water.
Okay.
Good soak once a week. What? Yeah. So that's a hose. Like a soaker hose is really effective if you put in like a line of arborvitae or, you know, so you can just sort of weave it around the plants and let it run for 45 minutes or an hour. Any big trees, hose what we call a pencil-sized trickle.
Okay.
So mulch stuff, if you didn't mulch last year, because mulch is great. Bark mulch helps to preserve moisture in the soil and also moderate the soil temperature. So if you mulch and you sort of build up as you get close to the tree or shrub, and then you kind of make a dish, because you don't want the mulch up against the bark, it's really easy to set your hose in there. And depending on the size of the plant, you might run it for 15 minutes or you might run it for an hour. If you have trees that you planted where you can't get a hose to it, get a gator bag. It's a snappy thing. Sometimes you're driving around and you'll see them in municipalities where they've planted street trees. And it's just a bag that sort of attaches to the tree trunk with a buckle or a strap. And you fill it with water. It's got little micro perforations in it. And it slowly drips the water down into the soil right where the plant needs it. Because remember, newly planted things, that's you want the water at the root ball. So if you think about when you planted it, how big it was, you don't have to go too terribly far away. So
do you sell the gator bags?
We do.
Okay, good.
We do.
I see those around town. I thought, where do people pick those up? Well, the Bruce Company.
Of course. Yeah, so it's been dry. It's been hot. It's moderating. I was so happy to wake up this morning and see that the temp was like 60.
Yeah. Is grass, can it go dormant this early in the year? Or is that not something we have to worry about?
You know,
yet?
Usually we always talk about this like at the end of June. We talk about as it gets drier, because traditionally it's drier in July and August. We have, you know, spotty thunderstorms, but not necessarily any widespread, you know, soaking rains. We always say, you know, make a decision and then stick to it. Either you're going to let your lawn go dormant, and then once the temperatures cool and the rains come back in September, it'll come back. Yeah. It's fine. Or we say, you know, commit to water. I honestly don't know what happens when it's really dry this early and lawns start to go.
Yeah.
How, if they will... If the pattern in June changes, they'll come back. But I don't know how much the grass can take this on again, off again thing. I don't know. It's not. We haven't had, you know, heat and drought like this. When was it? Like 2012? Remember?
It's been a few
it was
years.
Really
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
But I lived up in Sheboygan and I didn't have any lawn because I lived on the beach.
There you go.
I had a woods and I had water. I didn't have a lawn. So. But it just, yeah, just, and you know, water your, check your pots every day. Maybe if they're drying out really fast, maybe when the temp is really, really hot, maybe move them to a place where maybe they're getting some shade in the afternoon so they're not getting baked. It's just been, it's, I hope this is not a pattern for the summer.
Yeah. And I know like sommeliers and people with very refined palates that'll drink what they call vino, a little wine, will say like, I can notice.
I don't know anyone who drinks wine.
Haven't met that person. they will say it was a smoky year. There was smoke
right.
Does
yes,
that affect anything?
Well, I think closer to the wildfires.
Okay.
You know, because when you're closer, there's a lot of ash falling. and the sunlight is really blocked because it's so smoky. I know that we've had some hazy days here and some really beautiful sunrises and sunsets because of the smoke in the air. I know people with allergies have been bothered. I don't think that this far away that it's going to affect the plants. Okay. I mean, it's still sunny. It's not like, you know, it's the sun isn't as strong, and we're not getting the ash fallout. Okay. I mean, I think that's the thing that causes the most trouble.
Issues, okay.
Perfect. So luckily, we don't have that. But we have other things.
Yes,
I mean, every region has its thing, right?
Exactly. Talking with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com, brucecompany.com, Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. The best thing to do, stomp on in. They'd love to see you right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. That is where you will find the Middleton Garden Center of The Bruce Company. And Lisa, a quick question. I know we get questions about arborvitae and other type of, like, smaller evergreen type of shrubbery.
Monty Python was right there.
Exactly.
Right here, that word.
Can we trim that stuff? Is that okay now, or how does that work?
Okay, so we can talk about trimming.
Yeah.
So right now what you should be trimming as far as trees and shrubs are things that flowered already.
Okay.
So forsythia, magnolia, lilacs, crab apples, that kind of thing. Then there's another class, another class of shrubs that bloom later. So we're talking about and they might be starting now. Spirea, weigela, potentilla, those summer blooming things. Mm-hmm. Those you can, when they're done flowering, give them a quick trim, like shear them off, and a lot of times you'll get a reflowering.
Okay.
And those bloom on what we call old wood. So we're also talking about hydrangeas are in that category as well. As far as evergreens are concerned, unless you have pines that you're candle pruning, you want to wait until usually till the end of June into July. So if you look at your evergreens, they have new growth. It's lighter in color than the mature needles. It's softer for sure. It's the only time you want to pet a spruce is like right now.
Okay.
usually by the end of June or early July, that growth starts to stiffen and also starts to darken in color or change color. That's it when you're going to do any kind of shearing that you want to do.
Good.
Remember, do not puncture the layer of green because most evergreens lose their needles from the oldest growth to the newest growth. And so if you think about if you ever like laid down with your head up against a spruce tree, there's a lot of just branches in there. And then there's a layer of green, and depending on the plant and how big it is, that layer of green could be 5 feet or it could be 6 inches. Mm. You don't want to puncture that and get back into the growth where there's no green, because most evergreens, there are a couple of exceptions, but most do not rebud along older growth.
Interesting. Yeah, very important.
So if you cut off all the buds for future growth, then you're sort of creating holes in your plant that it will take time for them to sort of fill in with nearby growth. So and the only thing you don't want to prune this time of year at all are oak trees.
Oh yes.
So
yes.
No pruning between like early April and October, but generally, if it has leaves on it, don't prune your oak tree.
Oak wilt, bad stuff.
Yeah.
My understanding. Yeah. Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. If you ever have a question, you can email plantdesk@brucecompany.com. Plantdesk@brucecompany.com. Even better, stop on in, say hello. They'd love to see you right at the Middleton Garden Center for The Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Mention the website, brucecompany.com. Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. Lisa, it's always great hanging out. Thanks for sticking around extra long this week. Lisa Briggs comes to us from The Bruce Company here on 1310 WIBA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.